celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Okay, this hour, your calls, toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. Also, we're going to visit with the makers of cat wine. Is this for real? Cat wine?
Yeah.
I remember this. Lori reported on this a couple of weeks ago. They make a Moscato and a Pinot Meow, if my memory serves me
correctly. I love those names.
These are for your cat, and I believe they're infused with catnip.
Catnip.
We'll have giveaways coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Have you ever heard of that, Doctor?
This will be a first. I'm just wondering if these cats are going to, like, you know, start ordering things off of TV afterwards.
Yeah. What are you working on over there in the newsroom, Lori, for this hour?
Just reading some research. There is a country where the people live longer than we do here in the United States, and now their animals live longer, too. We'll have to find out what the secret is, and I'll tell you.
Must be Greece. Don't they live long in Greece on those Mediterranean islands?
I think so.
I thought you meant Greece as in French fries at first.
No.
Neither, Hal.
Doesn't help. Okay, that's on the way. Let's go to your calls first for Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani. Well, hello there, Kathy. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm wearing my headset.
Oh, okay. Are you in the bathroom?
No, is it echoing? I'm in a small room. Now I'm out.
Okay, now you sound great. So where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from San Luis Obispo, California.
Just down the street from us. So what's going on?
Where are you actually in Morro Bay?
We are in Morro Bay.
Ah, okay. Well, what's happening is my mom, who's quite elderly, just adopted, and I helped her find a new cat, or a cat for her to have as a companion.
Okay.
And the cat is 8 years old, and her elderly lady passed away. And in the last couple of years, this happened 2 years ago, and since then she just kind of got bounced around, and, well, she got abandoned at first. She just got dumped outside by the family, and then she fortunately got taken in by the Cal Poly Cat Program.
Okay.
And, yes, she's been through a couple of homes, just really through no fault of her own. But her name is Squeakers, or
okay.
I think it was a nickname. But my mom really wanted to name her something nicer, and I was just wondering, at 8 years old, is it a bad thing to rename a cat, especially this poor kitty who's had so many changes?
Yeah. Well, I guess the first thing we have to realize is when we name a cat and we call them, how often do they actually come to us?
Yeah, I have a problem.
So this is maybe a little bit different than a dog in that the response time and the turnaround that we're going to expect with calling a cat is going to be, you know, maybe a little lower bar than we would have for a dog.
Yeah.
So, but that being said, you know, I can understand that if your mom was interested in changing her name, you know, but, you know, I just can't say that it's going to be an easy thing to get the expectation that the kitty is going to respond and come to the name.
I don't want to confuse the kitty or make her any more unsure of her situation than she might be.
I don't think it would confuse her unless our expectations made her upset. So if we call a cat and they don't come and we get angry or, you know, something about how we respond to them becomes stressful, then it would be stressful for her. But she's not going to care if you call her Buffy and she doesn't come. It's not going to bother her.
So
it might frustrate your mother, though, and that might be the thing that, you know, I might just advise to not change the rules or the name so much, because it really might put your mom in more of a situation where she becomes frustrated the kitty's not coming to her name or responding to her name in whatever way. Now, it can be done, and if you have the means to assist your mom with this is something you can certainly do, you know, using food as the reward to kind of retrain her. But my expectations would be a little bit lower, and I just don't know that. I would rather see her spend bonding time with her in other ways than, you know, trying to change her name. It's just my 2 cents there.
That's good. And my mom's 92, and she kind of forgets what she wanted to call her anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she had a hard time with squeakers.
Oh, and, I see.
Yeah, but...
But a lot of people, I mean, how many of us call a cat kitty? And, you know, do they come to us? Maybe. You know, maybe it's more of our vocal intonation, if we're shaking something that's exciting to them. So that might be the things that you could look at doing, you know, if your mom is struggling with that name or chooses a different one and it comes out more naturally for her. You can definitely pair that.
The kitty Squeakers slash Daisy, loves to be brushed. So I suggested to my mom that maybe she... you know, brush her or just have some kind of enjoyable time.
Sounds like she'll be a great companion for your mom. And, you know, that is the power of the human-animal bond. It keeps us healthier, keeps us going, and really gives us some sense of purpose in our lives. So thank you so much for your call, Kathy. We appreciate you calling and bringing up that question.
That's a good question.
Best of luck.
I think in the last 16 years, we've never heard that question. So that was the first time that we've heard that question here. And there's only one thing that my cat comes to, and that's the can opening. You can call him anything, and that's the only thing. So there you go, 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team. Also, if you have a Yorkshire Terrier, a Shih Tzu, a Pug, or a Mini Schnauzer, don't forget to pick up Dr. Debbie's books, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend. They're available over at Amazon as Kindle books, and we have links from animalradio.com. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Richard.
Hey, Richard, how are you doing today?
Hey, great. But I wanted to tell you how to get rid of fleas.
How to get rid of fleas. We've been having a lot of flea calls today, so this is helpful. How do you get rid of fleas, Richard?
All right, perfect. No poisons, no that. No, you don't poison everybody in the house. Don't send anything. We were living down at the beach. This has been 20 years ago, though.
Uh-huh.
That was the last time I had them.
They're pretty bad down at the beach.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we're just doing everything everybody else does, trying to get rid of them. And, my daughter picks it anyway. Winds up there with a dog in my house. So we had a floor model TV, and she wanted to leave the floor model TV on so the dog could see his plate of water she left for him.
Well, that's nice. That's considerate of her.
Yeah. Anyway, she... we did that, and I muted the TV. I slept in there, and the next morning, the pie pan, with all the lights out now, except that television running, that pie pan was, you couldn't see the bottom of it because of the fleas on top.
Uh-huh, I see.
Okay, here's how you get rid of them. All right, and I kept doing that until they quit appearing.
Okay, so let me make sure I have this straight. You had a pie tin? Is that what you were talking about?
Water.
A pie tin?
Any kind. I would assume any type of pan, but she put the water in a pie pan.
And put it next to the TV?
In front of the TV.
Yeah, right. She was floor model TV, right up under the TV, right beside of it.
Well, that's creative. Hey, Richard, you guys have created a really kind of unique spin on what we call a flea trap. And this is something that's actually a lot of the veterinary dermatologists and insect specialists recommend. They don't necessarily incorporate the TV, which is kind of a cool little spin you've done, but using a low pie pan, which is a low threshold, so we know the fleas can kind of get in there easily, and a direct light source shining into that site, which attracts the fleas to the area.
Is it the light or is it the heat that attracts? Or is it both?
It's a little bit of both, really. So when that shines into that area, it's just kind of a place that draws them. So, yeah, you're kind of selectively removing the adult form of the fleas. You're not doing anything for those immature forms, but, you know, in the next couple of weeks, you'll have more fleas that'll be popping out that will hopefully be jumping in your pool and watching some TV at the same time.
I know it works every time.
Yeah.
I've got a friend of mine down here a couple of years ago, and... I put her TV on the floor, and it took care of hers the same way, but it was a different type of pan. But,
and it could be any program, too, right?
Make them watch some infomercials. I'm sure that'll really put them out of their misery.
all the lights out in the house except that TV, and I had it on mute, leave it all night, and hello, Dolly.
Yeah, well, that's all cool. Right. That's a very good idea, Richard.
I got to try this.
Give that a try. Now, I would imagine that the newer TVs, the LCD TVs, probably aren't. Well, I don't know if it's all light, but they're not as hot. So it may not work with some of the newer LCD TVs or flat panels. So you need probably one of those older ones. But a great idea, Richard. Thanks for calling. Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out with your dream team with your questions or flea remedies.
I hear barking all the time. It doesn't stop.
That must drive you crazy, huh?
Well, there's actually supposed to be a pig that's going to have surgery, and they promised me they would wait whilst we are...
Because you want to see the surgery?
No, because you will hear it. It will overpower my voice. The squeals are very intense. It is like you have to wear earplugs.
What kind of surgery is the pig having done?
He's losing his testicles, unfortunately.
Ah.
Or I should say fortunately, because he'll be a much happier, pleasant baby to be around.
Are they like dogs? They become actually better behaved afterwards?
They do, yeah. And also the males grow, their tusks grow very long. It's hormonally driven. So they'll always have some tusk growth, but when they're not neutered, it gets to be a problem, and then they have to be trimmed quite regular.
So do you do a lot of pig neutering?
You know, it seems like we certainly do. Pigs are pretty popular pets in the Las Vegas area. So spaying and neutering is really important because the females, they are just as ornery when they're in heat. And they're pretty much in heat kind of on and off all the time. So they just make better pets. And certainly it avoids a lot of other health problems if you take care of that.
Yeah, you probably don't want a female pig in heat around a lot. That would be...
No. And we certainly don't need unwanted pig pregnancies either. Although there's not many, too many runaway, like, stray potbelly pigs running around impregnating pigs in backyards. That's unlikely.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid porting. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.